With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
They have taken hostage the federal government and by extension the American people.
And that is Senate Majority Leader John Thune criticizing Democrats for the ongoing shutdown. He says that they have another chance today to change course.
I just don't know how they sustain this position. They've walked themselves, and Schumer has led them into this down this rat hole, and I don't know how they get out of it right now. But it's going to take we need five of them to flip.
There has been no indication of a new deal. Democrats are demanding an extension of some controversial health care benefits. The GOP says they would be spent for illegal immigrants and would come to a tally of about $1.5 trillion. Republicans are pressing on with repeated votes on a bill that would simply reopen the government at its current spending levels. Apple has taken down apps that made the dangerous work of federal immigration agents all the more dangerous.
IceBlock and similar apps allowed users to anonymously report and track ICE agents. IceBlock, a free app for iPhones, disappeared from Apple's App Store as of Friday. The developer claims the removal is due to pressure from the Trump administration. Apple says it pulled the app based on law enforcement information about safety risks. Downloads of such apps have surged amid increased enforcement of federal immigration law.
President Trump said the U.S. is already targeting drug boats, and they're now looking at cartels coming in by land.
We had a lot of drugs coming in through water. We call it water drugs. Just a simple term. We don't have any boats on the water. There are no boats. There are no fishing boats. There are no anything. So we hit a number of boats. You probably saw that. And since we did that, we have absolutely no drugs coming into our country via water.
And that's the president. He has declared drug cartels operating in the Caribbean as unlawful combatants. This is SRN News. Another controversy over an abortion pill.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christian believers is on the rise in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law in the state of Rajasthan has now set off a new round of anti-Christian violence there. Hindu groups surrounded by Hindustan Bible, they rather surrounded the Hindustan Bible Institute on September 23rd, arresting two people there. This is SRN News. Indonesian rescue crews have discovered more remains in the rubble of a collapsed school. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
The structure had fallen on top of hundreds of people in the prayer hall at the century-old Kazini Islamic boarding school in Sidoarjo on the eastern side of Indonesia's Java Island. Rescue crews have been working by hand since the collapse of the building on Monday as they searched for survivors. But with no more signs of life detected by Thursday, they turned to heavy excavators equipped with jackhammers to help them progress more rapidly. As more than 50 students are still unaccounted for, the death toll's expected to rise. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government shutdown causing no jitters on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average surging. It's up by 527 points at this hour. The high-tech NASDAQ up 49 and the S&P 500 up 32 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.